Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ.
This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 12 and examine the question, what does it mean to run the race well? And then consider what implications this has on our life. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast. And this is Pastor Gary, and I'm just going to be being very raw with you today. I'm recording this episode a few days after I attended the Love is Red conference, youth and young adult conference, this past weekend in Canton, Ohio at Faith Family Church. And you might be asking the question, wait, Pastor Gary, you're not young adult or a youth. And you would be right, but I am allowed to go most years to help out the youth and to be an adult in the room, if you will, and I am just always blessed by every time that I go. I walk away with at least one really, really good application. And I'm going to just share a little bit from what was shared on Thursday night. The opening speaker talked about running the race. Run your race well. And Pastor Josh from Faith Family Church used the text, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, and then kind of went into some takeaways from this, understanding the race, and then considered that we are really why we run the race, and then a few things that could apply to our life. So I'm going to try to summarize those and then just kind of reflect a little bit on that for you. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Verse 2 says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy before him, endured the cross, scorning and shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And this is some verses here that come after, interestingly, Hebrews chapter 11, right? 12, 11. Anyways, Hebrews 11 is considered the faith chapter and talks about a number of people who are exonerated or, excuse me, are exhorted because of their faith, because of the way they lived their life. And so it's not really a surprise that the writer here talks about this idea of running the race well. Well, a couple of things that Pastor Josh pulled out of this initially to just kind of get us going is there was three. Understanding, what is the race? Well, number one, it's a faith race. A faith race. And so this is not something that is necessarily achievement-based or anything like that, but it's a faith race. And faith is having confidence in things that may seem uncertain, but specifically in God, and understanding that this race that we're called to run well is our faith. And so that's just something to consider. The second thing to consider here is that not only is this a faith race, but that you, if you are running this race because of you placing your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ, you are graced for the race. In other words, you have been given this unmerited, undeserved gift. You are graced for the race. It's not that you personally can accomplish this. It's because of the grace that comes from the work of Jesus Christ that we've all been given. If we're a follower of Jesus, you've been graced for the race. And the third thing, which is really, really cool, that sometimes as followers of Jesus, we forget that we've been given authority over the enemy. We've been given authority over the enemy. I go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17 through 21, where Paul's writing to the church in Corinth, and he's telling them, listen, you're a new creation in Christ, right? Your faith race. You've been graced for the race, and you are called to run your race well. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he specifically talks about taking the mission and the message of reconciliation, or the gospel, to the world. And one of my favorite parts of these verses is that it says that in him you are a new creation and you are an ambassador. An ambassador is someone who speaks for and carries the same authority as the person they're speaking for. So let us never forget, we've been given authority over our enemy. And the race, here you go, the race that you're called to run impacts others. How do we know this? Well, I think it's really easy if we look to what are the two greatest commandments that were mentioned by Jesus and then earlier in the Old Testament, initially from God, is saying that you love God with all you are and you love your neighbor as yourself. So in other words, if you're running your race well, your faith race well, your grace for the race, you have authority over the enemy, when you're doing that well, your race will impact others because we're called as new creations to take the message and share it and to spread it to other people. So I think that's just something that's important to remember. And he ended up by saying, listen, your grace for the race, but the most important thing to remember is that you're running this race for his glory. It's all about him. It's all about him. You know, I was also later in the weekend, I heard this phrase said that in ministry, sometimes when we serve other people, life is hard. It's difficult. And, you know, I bet each one of us could remember a time in our life when somebody else let us down, right? We thought we were getting help. We thought we were, you know, whatever. They were working for us, and they let us down. And I bet if we're really honest, we could even find and remember times that we let other people down. So one of the takeaways that I had from this weekend tied to this message was that this idea that we as followers of Jesus, specifically in ministry, when we're working to minister to others, we need to always remember and refuse to be disappointed, refuse to be offended. If we go into ministry expecting everything to be easy or that people are going to always do what they tell us they're going to do or they're always going to agree with us or, you know, even in life, right, when we're trying to serve others, we could be greatly offended if we expect that. But when we realize that we are serving Christ, it's not about us. It's not about what I'm doing. It's not about how this makes me feel. It's all about bringing him glory. Let's just wrap that up in there in a nice bow, tie it up and say, yes, that's what we're going to do. We're going to refuse to be offended. So when we're running the race, that's sometimes going to happen, right? People are going to let us down. We're going to let people down. But if we're all seeking for the glory of God, and if we're all realizing that we serve at the pleasure of God the Father because of what Jesus Christ did for us, we realize that it's all about surrendering our will, surrendering our way, and remembering that this is a faith race, a faith in him, that we've already been given by grace all that we need for it. And the third thing is that remembering that we are going to, we've been given authority over the enemy. And that just needs to wrap up in our mind and think, okay, the race is a faith race. We've already been given what we need, and we've been given authority to run this race. And so even when things go wrong, even when people offend us or when they let us down, we want to try to refuse to be offended and remember that we're serving Jesus. We're serving Jesus. So at the end of the message, Pastor Josh kind of wrapped things up with this. He said, here's three words to help us remember how to run the race well. Because, see, that's really what this is about. Hebrews chapter 12 is helping us see that we're called to run a race. It's a faith race. We're given what we need. We have the authority over the enemy. So what's holding us back? Well, a couple of these things are really simple, but yet poignant, right? Number one is the idea of preparation. When we prepare for anything, big project, we always have to think, where do we want to be? And we need to do what we need to do to get there. So if we want to know God more, if we want to feel more of his presence, if we want to be prepared to run the race, what should we do? Well, the couple simple things are this, is we need to find and spend regular time in his word. Regular time in his word, not just reading, but digesting it, studying it, letting it soak in. We need to be spending regular time in prayer, talking to God and seeking his will in our life. And we need to be spending regular time listening to God. This could be quiet time. This could be your own prayer closet where you just go in and listen. This could be a walk in the park. It could be a lot of things, whatever brings you closer to God. For me, I love times when I'm by the water, like especially the ocean. There's just something about the ocean when you sit on the beach and you look out, and I just marvel in the power and the awesomeness of God. And I marvel in the power that he has saved my life, and he has chosen to use me for his good, and it helps me recenter myself. So look for those times where you can prepare well. See, one of the side notes of this is that when we try to prepare to serve God, that there will be hindrances and distractions that come at us. I think that's why in this passage, the writer says to throw off anything that hinders you and the sin that so easily entangles you. You know, I just wonder if in these moments, when we strive to seek after God, that we just need to remember that he is God, and he's the one that is doing all this. And so even though we're trying to be distracted, or even though we're not trying to be distracted, but we are being distracted, we can rest in the fact that when we surrender and we throw off the sin, that we are growing closer in a more meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ. So I don't know what's hindering you right now. I don't know what's distracting you. I don't know what might be getting in your way. But I'm encouraging you, I'm imploring you to throw it off. Even good things that are maybe not the best thing. I think that's maybe where the hardest part occurs, is that when we need to purge things from our life that are good things but are distracting us from the main thing. Earlier this week, I shared something on Facebook that just hit me, basically saying, energy expended for things that are not my top priority are robbing me of opportunities to use my energy for my top priorities. So in other words, if there's something in our life that is not really a bad thing, but it might even be a good thing, but it's not the top priority thing, but it's taking time away from what is your top priority, then maybe that needs to be thrown off, right? It could be as simple as time on your phone. It could be any number of things, but whatever is hindering you. So I think you get the point. One last thing about sin, and I think one thing that really hit me, and Pastor Josh mentioned from 1 Corinthians 9, where it said we need to beat our sin into submission, our sin nature, we need to beat it into submission. I think that active aggression resonates with men maybe more than women, but help us to see that we have to be intentional about throwing off our sin, and then we need to keep doing it over and over again. So we need to run this race well. We need to have good, solid preparation. Second, we need to have perseverance. And Hebrews 12:1, it tells us that we need to run the race with endurance, a commitment that clings to God, even when things get difficult, or maybe especially when things get difficult, right? I was just lamenting last night a little bit as I was doing some work on my computer, and I shared the song. I was listening to Skillet, and I came across the song where it talks about the desert, or talks about the, I'm sorry, the Valley of Death. There we go. Ooh, getting old. Can't remember the name. But anyways, this idea of clinging to God in those most difficult times, we have to actively persevere and say, yes, we trust God. We realize this is a faith race, and there will be challenges and things in our life that try to pull us away. We need to stay strong to that faith, knowing that God has given us what we need through grace and that we have been given authority. So perseverance, it's a commitment to cling to God. It's having endurance. Well, the third thing that he mentioned in the message was perspective. Perspective. See, when we have the perspective of eternity, suddenly things change. Perspective in our life is a great thing to have, and the perspective that he was talking about was that perspective back to the very beginning, that we are serving God. We are here to bring him glory. We are here to serve him, to do what he asks us to do. That's part of the race. See, we realize that this is really the central figure for everything, is that we are here to serve and to bring glory to God. It is not about what we want. It is not about the things in our life necessarily. There could be blessings, and there is blessings that come from serving God, but it's not about us. It's about him. It's about keeping a proper perspective, keeping our priorities correct, preparing for the race, persevering for the race, and having a good perspective. understanding this, that he got us into this message, into this this will for our life. This is what he has brought us into. He got us into this. And the cool thing is that God will sustain us. So I don't know where this finds you this week. I don't know what might be going on for you in your life, but I want to give you encouragement. This is what I'm going to leave you with, that God is a God of promise. God is a God of second chances. God is a God of healing. God is a God of reconciliation. He sent his son, Jesus, to die on a cross, pay for our sins, to raise again so that we might have eternal life and life in this world in the fullest. But we must be prepared for the race. We must prepare ourselves, get into his word, pray to him, sustain, get our sustaining energy through him. We must persevere. We must keep clinging to him, even when the times get hard, or especially when they get hard. And we must also have a proper perspective. So I hope this message finds you well, and I hope it encourages you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, everybody, have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.